Hello, welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm the team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds, and it's great to be able to continue to do these podcast episodes. As those of you who've been following this through day by day will know, we are looking currently at just one verse, Acts 2, verse 42. And today I'm going to do a second episode on the breaking of bread or communion. Let's pause and ask for God's help as we look at his word. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word. We praise you that you speak to us through it. And today we pray that we would hear your voice loud and clear, and that we would also know the presence, the strength, the power of the Holy Spirit to receive your word and to live it out in our daily lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And so Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, that refers to the breaking of bread. But just to open this out a little bit, I'm going to read two other pieces of scripture. First of all, 1 Corinthians 10, verses 16 to 17, and then 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26. 1 Corinthians 10, first of all. The Apostle Paul says this: "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf." And then over into chapter 11, verse 23. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The key thing that I said yesterday was that God has led me to what I believe is a richer, fuller understanding of the Lord's Supper. One where Christ is really but spiritually present as the bread is broken and the wine is poured out. That view gains affirmation from these verses. We read again 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16. "Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ?" We are participating with one another in the body of Christ as we break the bread, but we are also participating with Christ himself as the wine is poured out and we remember his death for us. And so again, I want to encourage you to what I believe is a richer, indeed a more biblical view of the Lord's Supper. There are many, many ways that the Supper helps us and grounds us in the gospel. It brings us back to first principles. It leads us again to the cross of Christ. And in particular, I have found communion hugely helpful in just keeping the main thing, keeping the gospel front and centre in my thinking and my life. And I have found great assurance as this happens. Older preachers used to talk about the level ground at the foot of the cross and how we all come, mature believers and new believers, to that same place, to that level ground, and we receive the assurance that Jesus died for us. We hear the words, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you." It's not just for the person on the side of us. It's not just for the person sitting behind us or in front of us. It is for us personally that Christ died. Here at the foot of the cross, there is level ground. We might imagine two people coming to communion. Person one, and we'll call him Fred, is someone who is really going on strongly in the Christian life. He has been helping on an Alpha course. He has seen his friends come to faith. He is living for Christ in the workplace. He is seeing victories in his life in terms of personal holiness. He's really going on well with the Lord Jesus. And he comes to communion and he is reminded that he never gets beyond the grace of God, never gets beyond the need for forgiveness, never gets beyond hearing the words, "This is my body, which is for you." Salvation is all of grace and all of God, and whatever progress we make in the Christian life, it is down to God's grace working in us. And so there is proper assurance grounded in the cross for Fred. But then we imagine someone else coming, and we'll call her Frida. And this person has had a lousy week. They have missed opportunities to witness for the Lord. They have struggled with temptation and they have given way. They recognize that their heart has grown cold. And this person comes wondering, "Is there grace for me? Is there forgiveness for me? Am I perhaps not a Christian after all?" The devil can really get to us in these things. And she hears the same words, "This is my body which is for you. This is my blood shed for you." There is assurance that salvation is for her, that Jesus died on the cross for her, that as I've said before in these podcasts, every drop of blood, every bead of sweat that fell from the cross had her name written on it. There is an assurance in what Jesus has done. Here is level ground. I know that I've been in both those places in my Christian life. Sometimes I've certainly felt that I was going on strongly and I needed to be brought back to the level ground. But there have been some times when I've just messed up so badly and I've needed the assurance that Jesus' love is really for me. Wherever you are today, whether you're on a high mountain spiritually or whether in the deepest valley, come to this level ground and know the assurance of Jesus. Know his love for you. Know that he died for you and rose again for you. Know that he is with you by the power of the Holy Spirit, and know that he is coming again to make all things new, and that you will have a place with him in the new heavens and the new earth. How do we know this? Well, we know this as we come to communion and we hear the familiar yet powerful words, "My body given for you and my blood shed for you." We stand on the promises of God's word and we receive his grace freshly today. Let's pray together. Lord, we lift before you one another today and consciously pray for all of those who are listening to these podcasts. We thank you for your transforming grace, and we thank you for all of those who are going strongly in the life of discipleship. And we also thank you for your forgiving, cleansing grace. Lord, I believe there are those listening, those engaging, who really need to hear these words this morning. The words of Jesus: I died for you, my body was given for you, my blood was shed for you, not just for other people, but for you personally. Thank you that Jesus' blood covers all of our sin. Thank you that we are clean as we put our faith in you. Reassure ourselves of these things. So whether we're going on strongly, whether we're struggling, whether, like many of us, we're somewhere in between, we come this morning to the level ground at the foot of the cross. And even though we may not be sharing communion this morning, nevertheless, we receive your assurance, we receive your love, we receive your grace, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.